All right, so we just got a request from my good friend and co-worker, Karen Roa. The song is A Little More by Angele. Karen, I hope you enjoy, and happy early birthday. That was an inside joke.
A little more. Okay, another quick little interruption here. Back at you again. My name is Jake, and I want to talk really briefly about a couple bands, mostly the one that's coming up after this one. They can, I guess you could say, pave the way for this other band. You have The Clash, hard rock, punk rock, late 70s, early 80s British band. Rock the Casbah, which is just such a good song. And then that kind of paved the way for more alternative bands. And the one I saw last summer in 2025, Oasis. They got back together after not talking, supposedly, for 17 years they hadn't been talking. And what a show. Just the most unbelievable atmosphere, the camaraderie, the just the lighting, the sound, everything was just so lovely. And it was just such a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And I'll never forget it, if I'm being honest. So the next two songs, like I said, we have Rock the Casbah by The Clash, and perhaps one of Oasis's most popular songs, Morning Glory, might have topped the charts back in the 90s at least once or twice. Not sure what year, but I hope you enjoy and get a glimpse of what I really experienced at this concert. So keep it locked.
Yeah. rising like a sunrise. She comes and goes and comes and goes like no one cares. Snatches out to lose herself. Find a hide on Peachtree Street. From mixed drinks to techno beats, it's always heavy into everything. She comes and goes and comes and goes like no one cares. She comes and goes and no one knows she's slipping. She's always buzzing just like neon, 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 neon. Who knows how long, how long, how long she can go before she burns away. Now my place to hold her down, and it's hard for me to take a stand when I would take her any way I can. She comes and she goes like no one can. She comes and she goes, she's slipping through.
Now we're going to get into some more 90s, early 2000s type rock stuff. So we got Blind Melon's song No Rain, followed by Linkin Park's Castle of Glass. Linkin Park was one of my influential bands growing up. They're really the ones that got me into rock and roll. I'd hear, like, you know, the song Breaking the Habit on the radio and whatnot, and I'm like, this is kind of cool. And I listened to more of their stuff, and I really got into it. And from there, I expanded to all over, like bands like Breaking Benjamin, and then eventually, you know, venturing into metal bands with like Iron Maiden, Sabbath, Ozzy, all that stuff. So I hope you enjoy listening to 90.9 Wony FM. Keep it locked.
Spring.
vessel of glass. Hardly anything else I need to be.
All right, we're back on the air with you. You just heard Castle of Glass by Linkin Park. Jake and I just wanted to kind of jump in here and talk a little bit about our next segment. We've got a couple of yacht rock songs, so whether you love or hate the term yacht rock, I think Jake and I have kind of got really into that genre. Right, Jake?
Oh, I mean, especially during the summertime when you're sitting by a pool, you know, having fun, relaxing, enjoying your time off, and you put that on your stereo or your radio, oh man, you just want to sit there forever and ever and ever. It's just good music. It's just good quality, relaxing music, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, how else do you describe it?
It's so just, many great musicians, too, played on these yacht rock records, and there's a good documentary, I think it's on HBO Max, that talks about, you know, the origins of yacht rock and, you know, what is yacht rock even? Like, it's a broadly defined subgenre, really. But, of course, you have the greats, Christopher Cross, Michael McDonald, others.
Doobie Brothers, yep.
Doobies. But, yeah, let's get into it. We're going to start off with Ride Like the Wind by Christopher Cross, one of my favorites from this category of music. So we'll get into that and continue with more.
Thank you.
she rises to her apology. Anybody else would surely know who's watching her.
That was In Bloom by Nirvana. Great song, one of their top ones on their catalog. But we want to take a little bit of time. My old co-host and I, say hello.
Hello.
Zach and Jake here. We did a show in this lovely radio station
when we were here in Oneonta.
Yes. It was called Pedal to the Metal, right?
Yep.
I don't know who came up with that name.
I think it was you.
Might have been me on a whim.
And we just both liked it.
We liked it because we're both true metalheads. Zach likes classic stuff like what?
Classic 80s metal, Maiden, Judas Priest, Ozzy, you name it.
I like more new metal, alternative metal.
That's good too.
Yeah, anything like that. And
we
had such a good time, right? I mean, just everything.
Oh, we had the best of times.
I mean, we did themes for Halloween because a lot of Halloween themes were tied to metal, right? With Ozzy.
Yeah,
and
we bid it up for Halloween.
Yep.
And I think we cover different, genres of metal every week. That's what we did.
We did like thematic things, hair metal.
Hair metal, thrash metal.
Black metal.
Black metal, melodic metal. Prog metal was a big one.
Yeah, you guys had the metal show, and then Riley and I, hi Riley, if you're listening to this, whether it's recorded or you're tuned in right now, but we kind of had the overarching rock show on the station. So we touched anything from metal, indie rock, alt rock, classic rock. So you guys definitely had the metal specialty, though, on your show.
We didn't copy them, we promise. We really nope. didn't.
It was encouraged.
It was encouraged.
And we did a lot of group shows together, too. We would,
yeah. We did collaborate quite a bit.
Go to each other's shows, play different stuff.
Yeah,
and now we get to come back as alumni and have Pedal to the Rock Block.
Mm. Yep, and relive the glory days.
Love that name. So well, without further ado, Zach, I think we have one more thing to say.
And now for some metal.
Keep it locked.
Come on!